Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Camila Cabello, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Thursday morning with Nick and Reader. Hopefully you guys are having an excellent start to the day. Yesterday, Reader, around this time, we were talking about paint.
Yes.
And I put you to the test because I was talking about how absurd it is, the names of paints for your house. And we got a text message in from somebody saying, you think the house paint names are weird?
Yes.
Nail polish names are just as weird. And I thought, oh, okay, well, let me go to the old Shoppers Drug Mart and take a look at the variety of nail polish that they have.
Yes.
And Rita, are you ready for part two of your color quiz?
I'll do my best.
Okay, so this is nail polish that I found at Shoppers. It's not all the same brand, but it's all available there.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what. And there's five of them here. So okay, you just got to tell me what color they are based off of their name. And all of them are different colors. There's no repeats.
Okay.
Okay, so your first one, mellow.
Yellow.
Yeah, I thought I'd get a little softball
okay
for you.
Well, I'm doing better already than I did yesterday.
You went for five yesterday.
Yeah, batting 200 if it was baseball.
Next one. Revenge.
Red.
It is neon pink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like a real neon pink.
Hmm, okay.
Posh.
Like a light blue.
It is green.
Ah,
posh okay is green. Sugar Fix.
Boy, gold.
It is blue.
Oh man, I'm well on my way to equaling my performance.
I caught you with that mellow and yep got you in a train of thought here. I got one more here.
Okay,
this one's a little bit weird, so I might give you half points on this one because there's two colors in it. Let's Get Digital. That's a name of a nail polish shade.
Green and neon red.
It's blue and pink.
Ah.
Yeah, whoever texted us yesterday, they weren't kidding. These names
yeah
have nothing to do with the color. I guess maybe like posh is something.
Posh, green money,
is
maybe
money.
I don't know. Yeah.
And we're reaching over here. But hey,
yeah,
how many did you guys get right? Reader only got one right. So you can text us if you want. 306-783-3699.
We're releasing the official Nick and Reader cologne. It smells like beard oil and chapstick.
So you admit they're clinically insane.
Oh, yes.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Loud Luxury, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, Nick and Reader with you Thursday morning. Hopefully you guys are having an excellent start to the day. Weather-wise, it's going to be looking pretty good today, Reader. Not precipitous until the evening, and I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm, yeah, going to get up to around 27 today for a high. Going to be sunny, but we could see some showers and thunderstorms tonight.
Yeah, it's a 50% chance, guys. Don't worry about that. Just take an umbrella if you got to go anywhere outside. Reader, I wanted to talk to you today about tech support.
Ah.
So, I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
And you're Gen Xer. A lot of people have assumptions, I'd like to say, that millennials or young people know a lot about technology. And I got caught a couple days ago. My upstairs people were having trouble with their TV connecting to the internet. And I thought, and they asked me, naturally, because they thought, oh, here's a young guy. He uses technology. He must know. I had no idea how to fix it. And because I got to be honest with you guys, here's me coming clean on the radio. I'm not very good with technology. I'm actually pretty bad with it, if I'm going to be honest.
I'm not either. Actually, I was chatting with my parents last night, and they're looking at maybe getting like tablets or
okay
a laptop. And you know, I'm not necessarily the best one to ask either. I said I need to keep things as simple as possible for me when I use those things.
Absolutely.
I said,
yeah.
It's kind of interesting, my brothers, as they get younger, they know a lot more about
yeah
it than
how,
I do.
How old is your youngest brother?
He is 33. He's 10 years younger
yeah, okay
than me.
Okay, so he's only a couple years older than me.
But just in that time, like, as the years went on, they were more in tune and more using a lot of the different technology at an earlier age than I was. Yeah. So they're a little more familiar and maybe a little more comfortable with it than I am. I have to do things as easily as possible.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Like, my mom has a tablet, and she knows how to use that tablet better than I could. I'm just saying it right now because, I mean, even though I'm a young person, I really didn't have the internet until I was like in high school, like 13, 14. That's when we got the internet. So, like, I look at my nieces and nephews and they had a screen in their face from day one and they are experts. Like, they can do everything and they're only like 8, 9, 10 years old. So, I think maybe we should just leave it to that generation to be the tech support people. So, if you guys are ever seeing me around and I'm looking at my phone and I look sad, come and help me. That's all I ask. Because there's probably something wrong and I need
some
help.
You're perplexed.
Yeah. That's why we do unqualified tech support here on the show. Because, here's a spoiler. I'm actually unqualified for tech support.
Yeah, me too.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
It's Tones and I, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, Nick and Reader with you, and hopefully you guys are having an excellent Thursday morning as we start the day here. Reader, here's my controversial opinion for this morning.
Okay.
Even though yesterday was International Dog Day, I think that people who didn't post pictures of their dog on our Facebook page should go there right now and continue to post pictures of their dogs on Facebook page, because there's no bad time to post a picture of a dog.
Oh, exactly.
Opinion. Yeah, so I don't know, might be a little controversial out there. All the cat people might be going crazy right now. But yeah, how did I not know that yesterday was International Dog Day?
I don't know.
Well, I missed out, but thankfully you guys out there, I mean, I'm looking at Sherry and Howie and Judy and who else? Joanne, a lot of people posting photos of their dogs on our Facebook page. And I wanted to talk dogs for a little bit, Reader, because of course, you grew up with dogs.
Oh yeah, sure.
I didn't. My parents got a dog when I was 18 years old. So I didn't really have dogs in my life. Maybe that's why I just love looking at pictures of dogs, right?
Yeah. We always had dogs right from the time I was a baby until just recently when our dog passed away at the farm. But I mean, we've always had a pup there at some point, sometimes too.
I mean, I don't want to try to, you know, get people to feel sad for me or anything. I had a very great childhood, even though I didn't have a dog, because, I mean, I still was around dogs, like my friends had dogs and other people have dogs. So it's not like I was starved of attention or anything, but I find now in my adulthood, my favorite thing is pictures of dogs. That could be... That's a close second to dogs themselves is pictures of dogs for me, because I don't know about you, but I constantly send funny pictures and cute videos of dogs to my parents.
I don't, just because mom and dad aren't online a whole lot.
Oh, that's fair enough. Yeah. But I mean, if they were, you probably would, because who doesn't love a picture of a cute dog? And we've got tons of them on our Facebook page right now. If you want to go take a look, facebook.com/morefoxfm. I mean, yesterday was International Dog Day, but let's be real here. There's never a bad time to post pictures of dogs, too. You know, they have those cat cafes. You know, that's a thing where you can go have a cup of coffee and cats exist around you.
Yeah.
Can they just do a dog one? Or is that just a dog shelter?
I'm sure there are dog cafes somewhere.
I gotta go find a dog cafe. Or just somebody who's really chill about letting me hang out with their dogs. Either way, facebook.com/morefoxfm. We'd love to see pictures of your dogs. Because honestly, who wouldn't?
Reader still hasn't mastered his ukulele. And Nick really wishes he would, because it ain't pretty.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Glenn and Stella, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM. A couple summer feelings for you. As you know, we're getting to kind of the twilight of the summer here. You know, it's almost September. I was thinking about that. If anybody is out there and you see me walking around and you see me holding a stapler, just know that I'm doing everybody a favor and I'm getting the leaves that fall off the trees and I'm stapling them back off the trees. Just to make sure that fall doesn't come here too quick.
Are you painting them too?
Well, no, I mean...
Make them green again?
I could if you want. I mean, you hide all the dry erase markers in the studio now because of... I lost my whiteboard privileges, but if I can find one of my... I can get some Mr. Sketch markers for my desk or something and do that.
Smelly markers.
It's hard to... It's kind of crazy. Maybe just the way that the world has been the past couple months, but yeah, it's already... September next week.
We're looking at going back to school soon.
Yeah.
There's lots going on. Harvest is in full swing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, many parts of the listening area right now, they've been doing it for a couple weeks now. So, you know, hopefully the weather holds out. And if you're in the fields right now listening, hey, thanks so much for tuning in.
You bet. Yeah.
And maybe after pandemic is done, I can go visit some farms and ride a combine finally.
I still want to get on that combine.
I can't. We got a social distance, right? So maybe next harvest.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM. I like that.